Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agriculture Societies. He joins us on the line today. Tim, thank you very much for joining us today. The 2024 version of Open Farm Days is now in the rearview mirror. How did things go?
Things went exceptionally well. You know, 2024 was a banner year for us. We had 152 participants this year as far as host farms and unique locations. So that's up from the previous years. It's actually our highest number ever. So, you know, we are very pleased with how things went.
How much does that say about the popularity of farmers and ranchers opening up their farms to say, hey, come on in, we want to show you around?
You know, at the end of the day, I think that the interest from Albertans to, you know, join into this agritourism adventure that is Open Farm Days and really begin to learn about where their food comes from is a growing interest for sure.
That's a good point you bring up here, Tim. First of all, I guess, on the one side of the coin, you had a wide range of farms participating in Open Farm Days. How good was that?
You know, each year there's a significant diversity of new farms coming in and old farms, you know, taking a bit of a break. So we've got something different for everybody every year. I've said before, you know, we have everything from alpacas to yaks and everything in between, you know, apples to zucchini. So, you know, the diversity of what happens within agriculture is immense here in Alberta. And, you know, the population is still, I think, really coming to grips with all of that interesting economic and agricultural diversity that is out there.
Yeah, you had things like corn and sunflower mazes, wineries, stables, petting zoos, craft breweries, honey, fruit, vegetables. They were all in the mix as far as Open Farm Days. I'm gathering with that wide range. Everybody had fun, did they not?
They certainly did. I mean, right now we're looking at somewhere around, you know, over 50,000 people were out across. We're still tabulating all of the statistics, if you will. But, you know, that's a great participation from across the province for people trying to, you know, get out there and learn what's happening and really finding something that fits with their particular interests. So there's been some tremendous things. And, you know, you mentioned the food piece of it. You know, we had over 80 farms that actually had, you know, either their long table dinner or some level of food culinary experience on there, right on the farm.
Alberta on the Plate was, of course, a major contributor and a major, sort of piece to the puzzle here for Open Farm Days, the transition to Alberta on the Plate. How good is it to closely associate Open Farm Days with Alberta on the Plate?
You know, they're two separate programs, but they really do complement each other. There's a lot of transition and a lot of crossover. That whole local food opportunity and that, you know, here in Alberta, the chefs and the restaurants that we have really are making an effort to support local and create an unusual palate, if you will, or, you know, that creativity with the preparation of the food and just, you know, exploring what's available and ensuring that the opportunities for Albertans to taste Alberta is really amazing.
You also mentioned participation during Open Farm Days. I'm sure a lot of the 150-plus farms had hands-on experiences to their farms and them opening up. How good is it to have that hands-on experience, especially when the youngsters get to participate?
You know, I think it's absolutely critical. You know, there are so many folks that are don't have access to what's going on in agriculture, you know. So being able to, you know, go to the U-picks and, you know, take the berry right off the vine or dig that potato from the ground, whatever that looks like, you know, getting your hands in the dirt is something that is tremendously therapeutic and is, you know, good for the soul, if you will. But also, you know, being able to understand the livestock and being able to, you know, pet that alpaca or, you know, hold that baby pig or see what that chicken looks like and just seeing what the, you know, how that farm is taking care of that animal and ensuring that it, you know, has a quality of life and things of that nature as well to, you know, it's a big, broad stretch of information that people are just very excited about.
They get to pet the alpaca. How appropriate, I guess, since it was the year of the alpaca, right?
I had a opportunity to experience an alpaca farm myself, and they are quite the critter. I'll tell you that it's quite a process, and you know, being part of the garment industry and the fiber industry here in Alberta, I did buy a pair of alpaca socks, which are amazing.
Nice.
So you know that whole system and that value chain is amazing.
How good was it in your mind here, Tim, to have Open Farm Days happen when it did, especially with the early start to the harvest that specifically, I guess, the Northwest region had in 2024?
You know, there's always something happening in agriculture. Harvest season starts much earlier in the south than it does in the north. We've chosen the third weekend in August to try to sort of encompass a little bit of everything. You know, it's such a broad system, but at the end of the day, I think that, you know, that third week in August, before the kids go back to school, does give families that opportunity to plan for something that does take them, you know, across their region or even beyond, to really see something that they wouldn't see at home.
A little bit of motivation for the farmers and ranchers, especially since harvest season, it was right around the corner from Open Farm Days.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, you get to show what the fruits of your labor on the farm, you know, I mean, what that barley looks like before you take it in or after you've taken it off, and it really being able to showcase some of that equipment and machinery and the process involved is really quite unique for a lot of the people who don't get to do that every day.
150 plus farms participated in Open Farm Days. How much does this give you motivation to say, hey, bring on next year?
We are very excited about next year. The opportunity for growth is continuing to be there. We are working in places for sort of regional cluster development, and I'm very excited to say that the Grand Prairie region is next on our list for participation and being able to help grow that agritourism industry within that region. So we'll be focusing on that come the fall. So that you'll be able to, your listeners will be able to hopefully find some information and get involved about growing that agritourism industry and that whole understanding of the agriculture world up in that Northeast country.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who are anticipating that, and I am too, especially since I don't necessarily have a farming background, but I would be looking forward to that too, and I really appreciate this. Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agriculture Societies. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure. All right, Keith.